Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bonner with the Child and Family Center. Today, I'm here with Cynthia Nash. She is the CEO and president of Let's Get Moving. Cynthia, can you tell us a little bit about Let's Get Moving?
I'd be happy to. Let's Get Moving is known as a transition service for seniors. Other folks know us as part of a national organization called the National Association of Senior Move Managers. Primarily, our goal is to help seniors through the emotional and physical aspects of relocation and downsizing. I like to use the term right-sizing instead of downsizing because it's a much, much better connotation. And it really is very different than moving someone if you focus on the positive aspects of right-sizing. Basically, our purpose is to help the senior market ease them through the transition into a new home.
Sounds good. What are some of the services you offer?
Well, basically, we are trying to help folks through all of the, if you will, logistical aspects, as well as emotional transitioning, of moving from one living environment to the other. So, for instance, if someone has lived in their house for 40 or 50 years, there's a couple of dynamics that are going on. One is that they're probably pretty emotionally attached to their belongings in their household. So we're working through helping them sort and get organized and make selections prior to the move. So we kind of do it in a methodical way, if you will. We want to do the floor plan layout first because that helps folks to understand the new space and how much they can take. And that often is a big stress reliever once they see their furniture in a new layout of their new place. It helps them to start release. So we do the layout first, but then we work on helping them sort. And sorting can be a short process or it can be a very elongated process. And that's helping them decide really what's functional in their new home and going through drawers, going through the closet, and allowing our clients to make a decision to let go of stuff. And once we've helped them with the sorting, then we've identified the appropriate amount of items to pack. We do all the packing.
Okay.
Then we manage the moving process. And one of the neatest things that we do is we help them get totally settled in their new home. And we usually do that in a day or a day and a half. And what that means is that we unpack them, hang up their pictures, hook up their TVs, their computers, make their bed. Usually the client is not there during that day at all, and when they come in the evening, they are very excited because all the boxes are gone and everything's done. It always brings tears, even for the guys.
I'm sure. So what happens with all the stuff that you don't use or you don't take back to the place?
It's a great question. Again, we use the term right-sizing instead of downsizing. And basically what we do is we walk in after the client and their family members have gone through and selected the things that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Then we talk to the client about what they'd like to gift, in other words, to a donations resource. And then we work through assessing what is left. And that assessment includes the quantity and quality of what's left. There's all sorts of options for dispersing and or liquidating goods.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's an estate sale. Sometimes it's an auction. Sometimes it's a combination of a variety of events. Sometimes it's neither of those. And it's a high-end piece of art that needs to go to an auction house in New York.
Okay.
It's very different per client. It's based on, again, the quantity and quality and often the time frame. If someone is selling their house and they need to get out of the house in a week, then we might need to take items off site and into a sale. We don't do the selling ourselves. We work with selling organizations and entities. That is an important step in our overall process because we never want to be tempted by percentages of goods. We always want to be an advocate for the client.
Okay. What population do you serve?
I always tell people that we try very hard not to age discriminate, but the reality of it is that most of our clients are over the age of 70.
Okay. Where do you get your referrals from? Is it from the clients or the family members?
It's really both.
Okay.
We have a website presence. We work within the senior marketplace, so we have a reputation within the marketplace and work with a lot of senior-related providers, independent assisted living communities. We do kind of cross-pollinate, if you will, for looking for referrals and referral resources in non-senior-related markets, basically because we're trying to approach adult children. A lot of us have had the experience of moving our moms and dads and our grandparents, and often it's just really emotional for the family.
Now, why would a person consider contacting you?
Well, for a couple of reasons. One is that moving later in life is very different than moving when you're 30, 40, 50, or even 60. And when families are involved and mom and dad or are thinking about this, there's often a lot of hesitation in family dynamics that come up. Mm-hmm. And having a third party that has done this repeatedly and has a process and knows how to put that senior, whether it be an individual or a couple, into a position of being able to have dignity and make sure that they are in a decision-making position is really important for that individual to have a transition instead of a move. And it's very important because it's some folks, as they age, they get scared and they get a bit weepy about what's going to happen in the future. So if you just take somebody from their current environment and plop them down into their next environment, I think you're kind of doing a little bit of a disservice. So we want to focus on the transitional aspect of it, and that's really what we do.
Okay.
From a logistics standpoint, oh my goodness, we do just so many different pieces. We do a lot of cleaning. We do a lot of decluttering. We do a lot of organization. And then that's the logistics of what we do. But we focus on that transitional emotional part as well.
So you do stuff that people really don't want to do.
Yeah, we do. We're in cleaning out the attics and cleaning out the closets and we do a lot of trash haul and that sort of thing.
Okay. Do you just serve the Middle Tennessee area?
But Let's Get Moving is a privately owned business here in Middle Tennessee.
Okay.
Now, that said, we belong to the National Association of Senior Move Managers, and we work with other, I guess, like businesses across the country that we do handoffs. So if you have a parent that lives in Florida that wants to move to Nashville, you can give me a call and I will interview the senior move managers in Florida and I can do the layout up here and fax it to them or email it to them. So we do a handoff.
Okay.
So, and we do quite a few of those a year. It's very, it's worked out very well. And likewise, if someone is just needing a good mover and wants to move within the city here, those resources are all contained within our organization.
Okay. Now, how can a person get in contact with you?
We have a couple of ways. Certainly, you can just give us a call at 615-599-6787. That's 599-6787. Or you can reach out on our website, which is www.letsgetmoving.net. I always stress the .net.
Okay. Is there anything else you would want to add about Let's Get Moving?
Just that we've love what we do. We've been here in the marketplace in Middle Tennessee for 5 years, helped hundreds and hundreds of clients, and we just appreciate the opportunity to work in the marketplace and enjoy being in the senior marketplace in the Middle Tennessee. There's a lot of great folks that are supporting seniors here.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for taking your time out to talk to us about Let's Get Moving.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.